Okay, we're still up to Perek Zayin, Chapter 7 of Maseches Shabbos, and we're still in the middle of the second mission over here, going through all the 39 Malachos. So yesterday we dealt with the first four Malachos of the 13 Malachos that go into making the curtains of the Mishkan, to making any sort of fabric in the Mishkan. So now today we're going to do the Malachos that don't necessarily have as many practical applications, and you'll see why in a moment, but still they're important to learn as they are a part of the 39 Malachos, and that is V'ha-Tove, V'ha-Mesech, V'ha-Ose Shnei Batinirin, V'ha-Oreg Shnei Chutin, and then V'ha-Potzea Shnei Chutin. So each one of these malachos, let's go one by one. So tove, so that would be spinning thread. In other words, in order to make a thread, so what you have to do is you have to take something like, let's say, cotton. You take the cotton and you spin it very finely so that it becomes a thread. That's how something becomes a thread. So that would be one malacha. The other is warping. So when you would actually make a fabric, well, you would lay it out, and there's what we call the warp threads and the weft threads. And these two threads kind of go back and forth within one another. And so basically to lay out the warp threads in order to get ready to make the fabric, so that would be the malacha of meisech. Then we have the ha'osa shnei batinirin, that's the setting of the two heddles. So when they would have this entire so the whole weaving process, they would use a device, okay? And so part of this device was you would have to set up the threads into this device, so that you can basically use this big device to put all the threads together, instead of you personally putting all the threads together, right, to make the fabric. So they would use this big device. So ha'osa shnei batinirin literally means to set two heddles. And basically what that means is that you would tie the string into a certain ring, and you would set it up in such a way that it would be able to move with the machine. Again, these things are kind of hard to understand without a diagram in front of you, but that's what it is. And then we have ha'oreg shnei chutin, so that's weaving of the two threads. So that's the actual process of the threads being weaved together. So that would be malach as well. And finally, v'apotzea shnei chutin, you would remove two threads. So let's say you would weave the whole fabric together, and you have this nice cloth that came out, and it maybe, let's say, it looks a little packed, you know, a little too tight, and the threads are kind of clumping together. So if you remove a couple of threads, that would be part of this malach as well, because that would be part of this process as well, as it would be sort of, you know, finishing of the fabric to make it look nicer, and therefore that would be an issue as well. Again, these malachos that we just listed, which are a total of five malachos that come part of this 13 malacha process, they're not necessarily as relevant nowadays. There are very few things that actually go into this on a regular person's Shabbos nowadays, but if a person is making a fabric, let's say, that would be very relevant. And again, so you'll see the rest of the malachos in this specific category of 13 within the 39 are very relevant, which we will, God willing, get to tomorrow, but for now we'll stop right here.